Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Today, folks, we want to discuss WHO, and that's the World Health Organization. Thomas has been doing some research into this organization and has come up with some amazing finds. Douglas Gabriel, good to have you on the show today. What did you find? Did you think we need to know?
Well, as you know, Betsy, sometimes I get a little worked up. And so I said to myself, as I'm hopping around and yelling and screaming, something to the effect of, this is illegal.
Trust me, folks. It's been that way for the last week since he started this research.
Because it's illegal. It has to be illegal. There is no way that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights provides for isolation, for quarantine, for people overruling, and as I'll prove here in the article that we were putting out along with this audio, basically, which is just a compilation of the governmental documents in their own words, demonstrating that I was wrong. And it takes a lot for me to admit that I'm wrong. That's the reason I made sure I was wrong before I actually spoke, and I was wrong in my brain. I said, I live in America. I'm free. I'm independent. I'm not a slave of the pharmaceutical companies who make up the lies about vaccines, who tell us to wear a mask when every medical professional will tell you that is the opposite of what you should do. And it's really just a sign of your sheepism. It's a sign of you falling into line, but with who? And that's exactly it. WHO? The World Health Organization. We're going to go there in a minute. But I think first, Betsy, you wanted to say a few words about what I just ranted about masks, right?
Well, yes, because what I'm showing you, and very objectively, and folks, you really need to look at this, and you need to look at it seriously. This is no game. Identification is a very important first step in the march towards genocide. Before we get to that point of genocide, because you're not going to willingly take a vaccination or walk into a boxcar unless you've been nudged. Well, the first nudge is to force you into compliance with wearing something on your body, outer. In Cambodia, we saw the blue scarves being worn. And then, of course, most people will recall in history, the yellow stars that were placed upon the victims of the Holocaust. The mask is that for us in modern times. It is, when you put this on, you're saying that you're going to comply with their nonsense, frankly, because as Douglas will point out, the mask served no use other than a form of mind control when you walk into a setting with other people that takes away the human face, the smile. It makes you less than human, and that's a very important step also towards the march towards genocide. Now, if you comply with the mask, then you will probably comply with the mandatory Bill Gates vaccine and the microchip. And once you've done that, that's it, folks. It's over. Humanity is just going to walk off of the cliff. Now, God has given us the opportunity before we have to make the decision, because remember, the mark of the beast is a decision that we voluntarily make. Before we get to that point, God has said, will you choose the mask or not? And I urge every Christian to look at this deeply and to make the call to put down the mask. You know, people always, in their bravado, talk about their Second Amendment rights and how they're going to get the gun out and shoot the enemy when the enemy comes. But you know what? Those are the same people who can't see what the mask is and won't even put the mask down. And I would say, if you're a gun holder and you're still wearing your mask, I doubt you'll ever use that gun against a domestic enemy.
Rightly said, Tyla, that was beautiful and so true. And it is a statement. And we saw that with Sharia law coming into America, with hijabs, with soon to be burqas, because the mask just eventually evolves into a burqa, doesn't it? And then what is that? What does Islam mean? It means
submit,
subservience.
And their women are less than the full human. So it's a way to diminish your humanity. It's a way to label you and a way to nudge you towards that you're actually, we will be committing a worldwide suicide genocide. I mean, we're choosing this.
Correct. And not to mention the fact that it hides the human word, the warmth of the human being in speaking to another. the facial recognition of another person's smile, the power of the light that comes from a person's face, all of these things are diminished and you're turned into a slave. Now, this sounds as if I'm making up some kind of exaggeration here, but I'm not. And I was shocked to find out just how deep this actually went. And what I'm going to tell you in a minute, you better hang on to your hat, because when I found out, it took me days of going on a long meditation to even grok it, to understand it, because it's impossible, and or what to do about it. But what to do about it is the simplest thing of all, which I'll tell you at the end. But now let's talk about these masks for a minute, because our engineer buddy, Michael McKibben, is now researching how the mask is complete nonsense. But he's going to do it in an engineering fashion. Because why? Somebody mentioned to him that your ear collects more than your mouth collects. Your ear is always open, and it goes into your station tube, which goes, if you want to talk about it, a spread of an influenza virus or any type of virus, and anyone who knows about a virus knows that a cloth mask cannot stop a virus. Matter of fact, it will breed a virus if you don't clean the mask regularly and if you don't take it off regularly, because the CO2 will simply be a collecting device for all bacteria and viruses, all.
Because it is not there for your protection. It is there for you to submit.
Correct. Now, that's the part which people don't get, because like myself, I go out in the public, and because I can be a curmudgeon, I sometimes just put my mask on top of my hat and wear it like a unicorn.
I haven't worn it yet, and I'm not going to.
And then I put it on anytime somebody looks at me funny or whatever, and because I don't want to insult people because I'm out doing business. But now, you know, I'm retired. I really don't have to worry about that. And certainly Betsy doesn't have to worry about that. And so she has given you the out. And here's the out. I have asthma. No one can tell me to cover my mouth. Are they out of their minds? They might as well kill me. Not only that, I had pneumonia 2 years ago, so now I'm compromised, and you're telling me to work. First off, we're going to go over a few statistics here before we get into the meat of the matter, but this is the meat of the matter, and the meat of the matter is it's all a lie. I want to see Fauci take his own flu shot each year. I want to see Fauci experiment on himself with vaccines. I want to see Dr. Birx, was that her name? Birx? Mm-hmm. I want to see her take the vaccine. I want to see Redfield, the head of the CDC, take it. I want to see Tedros, the head of the United Nations World Health Organization, take it. I want to see President Xi take the vaccine, okay?
Heck, Fauci will be at a Highland Forum group, and at the end of the meeting, he'll offer vaccines for all of the heads.
We have
Can
proof of it.
Can you believe that? I mean, the guy is a nut.
He's a nut,
people. And, all right, let's get into the who.
Okay, well, first off, folks, don't believe any of the statistics these people tell you. Go to the CDC, a site which I put in the article and Betsy will make available to you.
Yes.
And on that site, this is updated as of July the 2nd, we have their real numbers. Well, look on Breitbart, look anywhere. They're going to tell you 125,000 have died, or 128, depending upon where you look. Those numbers come from universities. Johns Hopkins University, Washington University, and a complete nonsense of the CDC, who pays everyone who reports this. If you're a doctor and you report and then turn around and make that report to the CDC that you had someone who you suspect had coronavirus.
Very scientific word there.
Though you may not have actually done a test, you get, what's the amount? 13,000. If they were on a ventilator at the end, you get 39,000 for reporting. Now, with those statistics, I want to point out, it's all a lie, folks. Go here, look at the statistics. It's proven right here. I don't have to make a point. Just follow along. Here we go. These are all the weeks right up until now. And then it says, what's the total death for coronavirus? Okay, 112,700. Whoa. What happened to 125 or 128? Doesn't every single life count here? And then you read and down at the bottom, their statistics could be a week old, 2 months old. Nobody knows. It's an estimate. It's just a report. Who knows? And then what do they tell you? I love this. If you go over to the far end of the chart, which you have to actually make it go over there, they hide that statistic. How about the influenza deaths? How about the flu deaths for this? The season is over. Normally, on a good year, we only have 60,000 deaths directly attributable to influenza. On a bad year, 90,000 or more. And when we have a pandemic like the swine flu, we had 12,000 deaths. From the supposedly swine flu, but during that year, 120,000 influenza deaths. In other words, they don't count them correctly. So how many influenza deaths have we had according to the CDC as of this moment this year? 6,479, folks. That's about 60,000 short. Oh, well, then let's go back over to their... Well,
that number's not going to work for them and their propaganda, so they have to change it.
Correct.
They have to fudge the numbers and come up with another number.
Correct. So let's take away what we know would be, let's just call it an average year. No, it's not an average year. There's been a lot of deaths of influenza and pneumonia. Let's call it a normal year, 60,000. So they shorted it by, let's say, 50,000. Let's just be really, really generous. So take away 50,000 from 112,000. We're whittling that number down. Now let's go over to all deaths involving pneumonia, influenza, and coronavirus, 192,000. Oh, wait a second. Well, here they say all deaths involving coronavirus is 112,000. So the difference between 112 and 192, take that number, 80,000, and subtract that, and you have zero deaths of coronavirus. But now I'm not done.
I'm so sorry, folks, that you're not able to see the chart as Douglas is talking about this, but I do have it listed below in a link, and you can go to the article which contains the video and the chart so you can look at it as he discusses it.
Now, deaths involving pneumonia, this is the heading, with or without coronavirus, excluding influenza, in other words, there's hardly, when you have pneumonia, you probably had influenza before. So to say that you know in the progression, the pathology of that illness, that it did or didn't have influenza is insanity. But to put 123,000 people in that case, in other words, 123,000 pneumonia deaths? Well, let's say if they didn't involve coronavirus, they list 48,000. Okay, what's the standard? The standard in a year is about 90,000. So somewhere in between there, you're missing 50,000 on one hand, you're missing 30,000 on the other hand. So basically, you're into negative numbers now. If you let the normal numbers ride of pneumonia, influenza, coronavirus is zero. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you may not believe, but it's the truth. If you have had a cold, a coronavirus, all coronaviruses come from animals, and it's in the article, the phases of epidemic and basically coronavirus and the lies of how influences turn into human, animal pass to human, human pass to human, and then human pass from country to country. This is all lies. It isn't the way that it happens. When you get a zoonotic coronavirus from an animal, it's your common cold or your virus. It's what we would call a standard virus or influenza. So in other words, if you do a test to see if you have the antibiotics in your bloodstream for supposed coronavirus 19, you're going to come out positive if you've had a cold in the last 5 years, the influenza in the last 5 years, if you had the influenza shot in the last 5 years, or the pneumonia shot in the last 5 years, folks. That's the reason. The more people they test, the more people show. Plus, herd immunization. That's what they did in some countries, and they're fine. Let the virus run its course. Let everybody contaminate everybody. So everybody's system is activated.
That doesn't work because what they're really doing is trying to take down the system right now. The Rothschilds and their puppets everywhere, George Soros included, are trying to lock down the planet in this one world order. And the coronavirus is just the tactic they use to put everybody in a state of hysteria. So they're willing to give up their rights.
Correct. And who do we give them up to? And who is calling the shots?
And who is that?
Oh my gosh, you're not going to believe it. I didn't believe it. Matter of fact, I can't tell you the name of the person because nobody really talks about who this person is, but they are more powerful than the president, more powerful than the Congress. The Supreme Court means nothing to this individual. And this individual, by law, and I'm going to quote the law to you, has to obey what the CDC and the NIH tell them, and they obey what the WHO tells them. It's all right here in the documents.
And China is the WHO.
Well, China, Tedros, the head of the WHO, was a communist, was put there because he loved China. And we just now yesterday found out that Tedros lied from the beginning, stating that China never informed him of anything.
All right, so you're going to walk us through something that is going to show us that we are no longer America.
Correct.
Okay, get to it.
I didn't know that.
Yes, okay, and this is serious. Go.
Okay, it is called... All you have to do is look at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response. That person, Alex Azar's assistant. I can't even tell you the person's name.
Why?
Because who would know? He has many assistants. Who is the head? Who is the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response? Have you seen him on a single television show? A single news anything?
Well, I'll bet you he's a senior executive services person.
Okay. Correct.
No more guessing. Get to it. What
and
is
right
it?
Here, he says, in the by the law, by the Public Health Service Act, by the which was then continued on. And so just to quote those people, quote for the people who are interested, they added to it in 2006 called the Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness Act. They added to it in 2013 to make the power of this assistant secretary of the head of the Department of Human Services. In other words, Alex Azar appoints, he probably didn't even appoint this person, the SES, Senior Executive Service. So the head of a sub-agency of the Department of Human Services determines the emergency by listening to, and it says right in here, and that is enhanced by the 2013 Act and also by the 2019 Act of the reaffirming of the pandemic and all hazards preparedness advancing
innovation. There's no need to...
There's so much to go over here.
I know, okay, but we can't understand the word. So this document...
It doesn't matter. Look at the document.
The document is attached, and it comes from the United States. It's a United States government.
Yeah, I think they're straight from their sites.
Okay, so again, say this again.
This took like an hour to create. It's not even an article. It's a compilation of their own documents proving that here are the acts, the laws, the regulations, the commands, the demands that make the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights...
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Okay? So, the 21st Century Cures Act of 2016. Don't write any of this down. It's all in the article. And then the 2019 reenacting of that. But there are many other ones. Okay? So, as you go through this, I could read to you, like there's the PHEMCE of Department of Health and Human Services Office of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response. Well, they have to follow the orders of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and the NIH, which Fauci represents one section of it.
And Fauci's wife is over there at the NIH.
Yes, she's a vice president, I believe, one of the top dogs there. So we must... He must, whoever this person is, I can't even tell you their name. I didn't want to look it up because I didn't want to take it out on that person. But the fact of the matter is, Alex Azar is control. But he's appointed someone who must follow the directives of the CDC and the NIH by law.
I'm sorry, but Azar is not in the good column because he came from Florida and he hid all that Jeffrey Epstein stuff down there. And, this is the position he wanted. Interesting.
And then... They have the right to use unapproved drugs and shoot anybody up with anything with complete immunity according to the Food and Drug and Cosmetics Act, Section 564.
And this is why New York, the state of New York is getting really brazen about what it's doing to citizens there regarding this.
They're completely immune. They kill 10,000 elderly people knowing that running them in there into the old folks' home caused them to be misdiagnosed, and they used ventilators on them. And 8,800 of them died by the use of those ventilators, murdered by the governor and the mayor on purpose so they could get $39,000 after complaining that they didn't have enough ventilators when they knew those ventilators were killing those old people. And they put them in old folks' home to spread the disease and to kill them because they knew that this man-made disease, coronavirus 19, targeted old people and weak people like all influenzas do.
Were these changes, additions made during the Obama administration?
2006, 2003, 2013, 2019. They have reapproved these things over and over. I've never, ever, ever heard of this. I simply went and did a search. U.S. law, pandemics. And I'm giving you what I found in 1 hour, proving to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are under the control of the United Nations.
Well, what intelligence agency in America will be reporting that to the president?
Oh, doesn't matter. It says right in here that national health security trumps national security. It says it. And then I'm giving you the rules according to the United Nations for their six phases of pandemics. I'm giving you their rules for what an epidemic is. I'm giving you their statistics. And remember, they created HIV, AIDS, HIV, to try to kill people. So do not remember that the Blue Hats, supposed to be keeping peace, they have raped and murdered more people than any other army that I know of, including ISIS. Okay? The World Health Organization gives out sterilization in their HPV inoculations. This is a fact. Again and again, charges have been brought against the United Nations. The World Bank is nothing more than a redistribution of wealth from America to our enemies. The World Health Organization, what do we pay? $46 billion a year? $64 million. Anyway, we pay millions. China pays nothing. That's true with every agency in the United Nations. Trump, in our first recommendation to him of 12, get out of all aspects of the United Nations.
It must be very difficult because essentially what WHO has become is the governance structure for what many people call the New World Order, but this is the global governance structure.
Correct. Now, we'd always heard...
put in place while we weren't looking.
Yes, correct.
Put in place by the traitor known as Obama.
I was looking and I didn't see it
put in place.
Put in place
by a person who was president, who wasn't even a citizen properly, but John Roberts, that scumbag foreign agent of the Knights of Malta, allowed it to go. We have so much treachery in this country. Who are we as America once we get these crown agents out?
Washington, D.C. is the district of crime, and anywhere there's a flow of money, and this is massive money, this is pharmaceutical control of vaccines. The CDC owns 56 vaccines. Those vaccines make $4.1 billion in the leasing of them to the pharmaceutical companies that make the money, which make untold billions. Okay, this is worldwide pharmaceutical global control. Now, we always knew the United Nations wanted military control by using the U.S. as its military branch. And that's true. Every time there's an alliance, we bombed anybody, the U.N., we had an alliance. We usually with the British and the French. Okay, how about World Health, sterilization of the world? The U.S. paid for that through the World Health Organization. What about watching Darfur or what happened in the genocide that Susan Rice created in Africa? The United Nations did nothing. The Security Council of the United Nations always comes to communists telling Americans they can't do what they want. And when do we ever have control of the United Nations? Never, ever, never. Not any branch. Now, the IMF, that was the climate hoax. The Climate Accord was a $5 trillion deal to create for the International Monetary Fund, which is a branch of the United Nations, what they call a reserve drawing rights. We pay into the IMF. And so then the IMF determines who to give that money to. Well, they couldn't quite work out a world currency. So then they came up with carbon credits. Carbon credits were to be the new world currency for the IMF special drawing rights. That's a fact. It was all set up. Trump spoiled that. That was a $5 trillion that he saved us. $400 million in the first year went directly to China so that they could supposedly, because they're a third world country, they're a developing country, according to the World Bank, the IMF, and the UN, though they have, you know, the right to veto anything we want to say in the Security Council or anywhere. We allow the communists. The United Nations is a British communist control, global control. We see that the Pope has actually said there's going to be one world religion. It's going to be a mishmash of nonsense. He's already preached this nonsense. We've seen that the Brits through the City of London are going to have one currency, and that's what I just described. It was to be carbon credit. And then the military was to be the Americans, and we were to be controlled. But why? First, what happened? The UN said, take away their guns. Small treaties. Small arms treaty, which Obama signed, right? Mm-hmm. Take away all guns from Americans. Put in UN equipment into every city to control every city in America. So when the riots start, the UN would be able to bring in their special troops, which have never helped anyone ever in history. They've done nothing but bring disgrace to every single assignment they ever had. So why would we want the UN in America? Well, we've seen that they are in America. We've seen their equipment is moved out by this Strong Cities Initiative, which was another Obama agreement, a treaty. He did all this. The Congress never approved any of it. Well, guess what? I have right here the proof that the Congress is simply informed when there's a declaration of emergency if it's a national health security issue. They are informed by Alex Azar's assistant.
An unelected bureaucrat, senior executive service, is determining the fate of this country. And all of these businesses that have closed, all these people that have been killed because they were improperly placed in nursing homes, this is because of Azar's assistant.
Correct.
That is unnamed.
I'm not even going to name him. I could look him up, but I'm not sure that he's really admitted. He's the Assistant Secretary of Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act.
This is
the guy.
SES, they'll just move him, shuffle him around that position around. It's the position that they control.
Now, people say, why didn't Trump kick Fauci out? You can't. He was appointed as the representative of the NIH. Who appointed that son of a... He is a mass murderer. He was there when AIDS was created. He created the virions that he knows are the treatments to help stop influenza, but he kills, like I say, 60 to 90,000 people a year in influenza. 65% of those people who die have had Fauci's yearly influenza shot that you can get from any corner drugstore. Yes.
People have been very upset because they think that Trump is walking back this thing about the face mask. And one of the last interviews, he's kind of soft on it. Yeah, it's okay. And now listening to what you're saying, perhaps he has no choice. If he's been presented with this information and the CDC tells Azar's assistant that everybody in this country has to be masked, what can he say?
It's that's what I'm getting to now. Under Section 319 of the PHS, the Public Health Service Act, the secretary can do anything they want, and they can consider an influenza a bioterrorist act. They could say there's a bioterrorist attack and there's actually nobody sick. And by this, they usurp the president, and by Section 1135 of the Social Security Act and by Section 564 of the FDA Act and all these other ones that I've mentioned, he has no power. He has no power. The assistant that I've been speaking of...
So America has already been conquered.
By these laws, they're conquered. These laws are not rescinded.
I cannot go any further until I hear how we're going to get out of this.
We rescind these.
All right, what do we have to do right now? Tell us what we have to do.
The 2019,
this is crazy.
2019 needs to come up for renewal in 20, and it needs to be completely restructured, and the power needs to be given back to the president. The president has no power, according to this. There's an assistant secretary for preparedness, the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Secretary for Alex Azar.
Folks, find out who it is. Take care of him.
I don't want to.
You can write articles, do memes, but expose him. I'm not talking about you. The folks that are listening in, do your homework, find out who this guy is or gal, and let's expose them.
Yeah, but the trouble is, it doesn't matter. He has no control. His only job is to obey the CDC and the NIH, period. And their only job, according to this, is to obey the World Health Organization.
Well, we need to know this person, and if he's replaced, who the other person is. We need to publicly shame them and blame them for what's going on.
Notice the head of the NIH, the National Institute for Health, has not shown his or her face. Notice that Redfield has only appeared a couple times ahead of the CDC. The CDC is a pseudo-government public organization. It's a monopoly. It owns all the vaccines, the 56 vaccines that are mandatory in most states. And by the way, we have in here a section on how the... I didn't get to the big point. The big point is, when you heard the president declare a state of emergency, a health emergency, that's all in here, he didn't do that. He didn't declare that. He can't. He has no authority. He's the person who announces it, but it is declared by the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness.
That little pipsqueak Azar did this?
Azar has the only power, according to the law, and he doesn't have any power. He must give to his assistant, his secretary, the authority to obey what the CDC and the NIH say. Now, remember...
So the CDC, that's not even a government agency...
Partial.
Whatever you want to call it. Bunch of crooks over there with Bill Gates and all of them. They are now telling America how we are operating.
Correct.
This is so damn disgusting. And every patriot here, make sure to look at this article and get this act and send it over to your representative and tell them to strike it down.
Absolutely. Because here's the deal. The CDC has only the vested interest of vaccines. And the reason that they are vaccines, because no one can do bioterrorism in America. It's illegal. But you can do counter bioterrorism, and that is what all vaccines float under, the immunity. This states here that, as I said before, the governor and the mayor of New York, who killed people on purpose, have complete immunity, and they knew it because they know this law. They all pulled out these laws when it started to happen. Trump had to be told these laws. Trump had to say, what are you talking about? I have to obey the CDC and the NIH. I have to obey the WHO. But the WHO, I'm getting out of the WHO. I'm going to stop funding the WHO. Well, they can't. He can't end the WHO. He can't end anything.
But he can end this legislation.
He can stop funding them almost to zero, which is what he's done.
Okay, but we can get out of this legislation.
Yes.
Who sponsored this in the first place?
Oh, everybody voted for this.
Did they even read it?
No, it was written by the pharmaceutical companies. No one read the law. It's for your own safety, dear.
Sure.
It's for your safety, please.
And then the elected representatives get paid off to vote yes. You know, let's pass this. Never read the bill. And what they did is they just gave away America.
I've highlighted and made bold the sections that state that the state police, through the governor, have the ability to confine you, to use the police force, it's called, to enforce their law. So what Whitmer did in this state is legal. So what these governors did were legal. But Trump it says in here he has the power to, if they haven't declared there's an emergency, to declare the emergency. But it's only a declaration. The result, the content that the decision is made upon is all derived from the fake statistics that I just gave you early at the top of the broadcast. Those are all fake. All. There's not a single bit of that you can possibly trust. And we've seen it again and again by the proof that they go to the hospitals that they say are full and there's nobody there. And they've seen that they're willing to give up human life, freedom, liberty. Every American thing that there is was given up according to a pharmaceutical scam. These bills and laws and acts are all pharmaceutically written to give them the ultimate power. And who has the power? These people don't really have any power. The power is given over to the CDC, and even the FDA and the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act is under control of this sub-agency of the Department for Health and Human Services. And they can even say, oh, no, we mandate a poisonous vaccine that we know is poisonous, and yet we have complete immunity to do so. It says right here.
They're going to wipe out humanity.
That's what this says.
Yeah. Well, y'all better get right with God.
And then there's all these public health emergency medical countermeasure enterprise. So there's, there's secretaries that are secretaries that then simply do what the pharmaceutical companies tell them. Now, what are they all telling them? The vaccine is good. Masks are good. Follow Fauci's orders. Well, remember, and I didn't start my diatribe because I might get a little carried away. But the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the NIH should all be fired for what we've just seen.
You can't, because you've got this legislation that makes them holier than our executive office.
They all need to be, it says that they, if there's a lack of incompetence, this is a 100% lack of incompetence.
No, they're full of incompetence.
There's no basis.
There's no lack of incompetence. There's plenty of it.
Correct. There's no basis for an epidemic here, no basis for a pandemic. And the rules for a pandemic, here's the pandemic. Here's the pandemic according to the United Nations, and I'm not exaggerating one iota. If a coronavirus of any type that they suspect has gone between a human and human, that they suspect, and has never happened in history, that it's gone from a human to an animal, but they suspect this, and three people in three different countries, 3, have a cold or an influenza, they can declare a pandemic. And honest to God, phase 6 is nothing more than that. Read it clearly, folks. This is the vaguest rules and laws I've ever seen in my whole life. It is the most comprehensive thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And basically, as we have always said, the war is in your bloodstream. In the pharmaceutical company right now, there's a vaccine war going on. And the overlords here of the pharmaceutical companies have written the laws that now it's there should be a cliff in Washington, D.C. you could throw yourself off once you read the laws that you've approved or you allow to exist that you do not contest. These laws must go. Our association with the United Nations must go completely. They are evil. Kick them out of this country. And basically,
they're an enemy of America.
They're an enemy of everyone in the whole world. They need to be considered crimes against humanity. And they should be on the list for every single country to be considered what they are, which is British-driven, world globalist predators.
We already know that the vaccines today that they're giving us are full of crap, but when they have total control over you because you're wearing a mask and you've got your chip and you're, you know, compliant, who knows what they'll put in those vaccines? You may never even take a second breath. Folks, this is a time in humanity that we must come together and put down these evil, dark forces. They are here clearly to wipe out humanity. The Holocaust at World War II and all the other genocides that have been committed were just practices to get us to the big one. And folks, we're right at the cliff.
And if you forget history, you forget that whites have been enslaved just as much as anyone else on the face of the earth. But the white supremacy that arose in Britain is so disgusting that at the bottom of all these laws, just as Betsy has pointed out, Bill Gates wants to have you chipped. He wants to have your card for immunizations, the e-verification. You can't do anything. You can't leave your house. Honest to God, this is already ready to go in Britain. If your e-verification card doesn't say you can leave the house and you're found outside of the house, you go to jail. And the police can read your e-verification card. Now, at the bottom of all this, here's the bottom line, and then I'm going to say something positive. Federal law allows the constitutional release of persons from quarantine if they comply with medical monitoring and surveillance. Right here in the law. So when you hear this is a theory, crazy conspiracy theory of Bill Gates, he is using U.S. law to basically have world domination. Now, at this time, we have a little picture of the apocalypse. It's not going to happen now. There's the millennialists, right? Every millennium. And
No, I don't buy this.
You get a small picture. You get a small picture now. And that small picture is the war of all against all. It's the mark of the beast. It's the beast rising up out of the sea. It's the two witnesses before the beast. It's the other beast. It's the whole thing. Now, look at Revelations. It's a great ending, folks. People forget that. The front part is so scary, they don't read to the end of the book. The end of the story is people are saved, those who are faithful. Now, how are you going to be faithful? Use your brain. Do you want a Bill Gates chip in you so they can have aggressive remote control of you? No.
You don't have a choice with this.
We must resist now.
We must.
There's no other time. There's no other place. This is the revolution.
We cannot wait any longer.
We hear it being said, the second American revolution. Well, the first revolution against Britain was never won. And this is the ultimate control. And you don't even know the British are behind it. So it's the ultimate tax. And the tax is going to be on you and everything about you. They're going to tax it. And that's what this is all about. This is a world currency. It's a world religion. It's a world government that is controlled by one world pharmaceutical company. Or groups of company, and controlled by one world military, and you won't have a gun, and you can't defend yourself, and they'll have Atlas robots coming to your house. Well, what can you do now? Get activated, exactly as Betsy said. Who is your representative? Go and contact them, send them this article, and say, this is the overthrow of the Republic, and the Congress and the Senate voted for it. This is disgusting. You got to get the pharmaceutical lobbyists out of Washington, D.C., period, and out of our bloodstream. It's as simple as that. And don't wear your mask unless you have to. Get your exemption like Betsy's provided for you, because everyone has an exemption. And also, do not believe the nonsense and don't put anything in your bloodstream that you don't know what it is. It's as simple as that.